Good morning, everyone. Welcome to TLE News. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. Welcome to another episode of TLE TV. What I want to talk about today is an article that has been making its rounds on social media. It was actually I first saw it published via Clutch, and then I noticed that the Huffington Post picked up on the article and did their piece on it as well. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to speak on that. And I wanted to speak on the fact that only black people showed up at a town hall meeting in D.C. concerning the missing children. They want to focus concerning on the missing black and Latinx girls. I have a problem with the Latinx. Well, I mean, what is more PC? Or we can't even say Latino, Latina no more. We were talking about the girls, just say Latinas. We can't, I mean, whatever. It's a mess. I'm seeing it now more and more. And it's like, when did this become a thing? But anyway, that's a whole nother story. But anyway, I want to talk about the fact that only black people showed up at the town hall meeting. And I have a question to ask for the writers over at Clutch and at the Huffington Post and for other blacks who pick this up and run with it, pulling the race card and crying racism and all that. I have a question. And my question is, so what? So what that only black people showed up at the town hall meeting concerning the disappearances of these black and brown children? So what? Now, let me backtrack. Clutch came out with an article talking about the only people that showed up to the town hall meeting in D.C. were black. But out the gate in that article, they called out the women's movement, saying earlier this year, the Women's March on Washington drew crowds that totaled close to 5 million attendees. Simultaneous marches were held in cities worldwide as women from all walks of life banded together to protest against various women's issues from equal pay to reproductive rights, which have long been central to political debate. Now, Clutch then proceeded to question the same women's movement attendance at the D.C. town hall meeting. According to the publication, they were nowhere in sight. Now, before I go further, I do have to inquire, though, because I've seen the pictures that they posted from the D.C. town hall meeting. What I find perplexing is that there's only two pictures circulating online. I'm pretty sure dozens more people have cell phone cameras and took more pictures. I'm pretty sure somebody took more pictures. The fact that there's only two pictures circulating right now, it seems to me very fabricated. It seems manufactured because it's retarded. But anyway. Were there not women in attendance at that town hall meeting? Yes, there were. From the pictures, I could pick out a few. And as long as you're a woman, you're a representation of the woman's group, of a woman's demographic, a woman's segment in the population. Now, you may not agree with everything the woman's movement may say or do, but you do agree that you are all women, with some people choosing various degrees of womanhood, if we take it there. I don't want to take it there, but for sake of PC, we'll do that. But anyway, for the sake of the argument, though, okay, the women's movement as a whole, as a unified organization, may not have been in attendance. So what? Again, so what? Now, before I have black people banging down my door, calling for my race card to be pulled and all this other stuff, you need to hear me out. On one side, you have a national march that has been going on for years with a polarizing president called Donald J. Trump. And he is bringing out the freaks. He's bringing the freaks out. Everyone's coming out the woodworks. Now you have a town hall meeting, a localized, regional, out the way town hall meeting in a part of town where whites don't really go to, unless they happen to be somehow dragged or summoned there. It is a predominantly black neighborhood. Nobody really likes to go into a black neighborhood unless you're black. And even then, some of the blacks don't even like to go into the black neighborhood. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100 now. Let's keep it 100. But anyway, you had this town hall meeting that was not publicized as a national event, as a national movement. So general assumption would be that the meeting is promoted regionally, locally, centrally for the people in the immediate area. Right? Right. So now, regardless of how the meeting was promoted among black people and others, one thing does remain. This problem that's going on in D.C., this is a black problem. And as black people, we are all too aware of the double standards by which this country operates. We already know that All Lives Matter wouldn't even exist without the Black Lives Matter movement. We already know that Blue Lives Matter wouldn't even exist without the Black Lives Matter movement. All of that is a counterattack on the focus on black life. Now, for too long, black numbers have been used to bolster arguments for various demographics decrying oppression, but history has proven time and time and time and time again. Look at the civil rights and look who's benefiting from it and who's not. Anyway, time and time again, the numerical value of blacks matters more than the issues facing black people. Now, so again, I have to ask, so what? Only blacks showed up to this town hall meeting in D.C.? It's the missing children is a black issue. It was not only black girls going missing, but the focus somehow has narrowed to only mentioning black girls' disappearances while failing to mention the black boys that have gone missing. But it is still a black issue, and it should matter to us first and be up to us to do something about it if we truly do believe that our children are being preyed upon for sex trafficking and organ harvesting and everything else that they've been coming up with. So now, with that being said, why do we continue this same destructive pattern of waiting for white benevolence to come and save the day? Huh? Like Dick Gregory, huh? I love Dick Gregory when he does that, huh? But anyway, why are we waiting for white people to care in order to mobilize and execute? Why are we trying to play to the sympathies of an unsympathetic group that cares little for anything that does not directly affect them? Why are we giving energy to pointing out their hypocrisy as if it's something new? Who's it new to? Explain that to me. Who is it new to? Who does not already know this? Who doesn't already know that they don't give a fuck about us, like Tupac said? They don't give a fuck about us. They don't give a fuck about us. Come on. I mean, the song is old as hell, and we've already been saying it since back then. Nothing's changed. Now, a lot of this race calling that has increased over the last year and twofold since Trump's election victory is just that. It's just calling out the obvious. Who cares already? We know it's nothing new. Or are we gonna stay in the same spot like little kids tattletelling like, oh racist, oh racist, oh racist, oh racist, everything's racist? Is that all we gonna sit there and do? We just gonna keep sitting there calling out racism, 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 racism? What the fuck? I mean, come on. It's not new. It's not a hidden fact. Now, for someone to be surprised that the general consensus is that black lives really don't matter is a surprise in itself. In America 2017, in Trump's Make America Great Again, you are still surprised in calling this stuff out? Come on already. This is a broken record that's stuck on loop. I mean, I'm tired of this song. Can we switch to the next track already? Come on. Now again, so what? No other demographics showed up to the town hall meeting. They have little, if anything, any vested interest in dealing with this matter. How many black folks do you know that would be rallying in the streets and going to these town hall meetings because a bunch of white babies are going missing en masse? Huh? How many black folks would really find that at the top of their concerns? Because a bunch of white babies are all of a sudden going missing. Be real. Be real with yourself. Either it won't happen, or it'll be the other extreme where it's not about color, but the safety of our babies in the whole. Because if it happened to them, it can happen to us. Right? That's how black people continue to get played to the left. Because when it's about other people, other races, it's like, it's about the goodness of all, the welfare of all. But then when it comes to black issues, crickets. Crickets. You hear that, right? You hear them crickets? How many of y'all care about black issues? You hear them crickets? Okay then. So now, we do need to find these kids. We do need to find these babies. Not all are victims of sex trafficking and organ harvesting. Some have admittedly willingly run away from home. But we still have to find these babies. We also need to stop waiting for the great white knights to care about our demise and mount our steeds ourselves and take matters into our own hands and to secure our own borders. Sound like Trump, right? Let's make America great again. But anyway, the blame game is so 90s. It's gone. Racism is still alive, and they're no longer concealing it. It is time you get that through your thick skulls and act to preserve you and yours. You don't like what I'm saying? It's too bad. Show me something different. Show me where the movement that's becoming mainstream is something that shows love and affection and appreciation to black males and females from other races, showing that black issues is in fact an issue that should matter to everyone. Until you can show me that all lives really matter and they're concerned with all lives. Until you can show me that and show me that it is a mainstream move, it is a move that's becoming common, it is a move that is being pushed, it is a move that is being embraced, and they are not playing black folks to the left when things happen. If you can show me that, maybe we can move forward. But until then, we have to preserve ours. We have to preserve ours. We have to do the work. We can't wait on the great white knight to come do it. We can't wait on the great white hype to come and do it. We have to do it ourselves. You don't like it? Too bad. The work is not going to be easy. We're going to have to get our hands dirty. We're going to get that elbow grease and get going. We have to do the work. It is up to us. Excuse me. It is up to us. They can't do it for us. And that's all I have to say on that. So, to Clutch, Huffington Post, and everybody else that's going off the deep end with this article about only black people showing up to the town hall meeting, I got two words for you. So what? I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. This has been TLE TV, TLE News. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/lyricalelitist. Visit the website, lyricalelitist.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube, TLE TV, as well as the Lyrical Elitist. I'm your host again, Hassan Labdouni. Have a wonderful day. Make sure you subscribe, like, share, and come back for more. We have lots of content that we're working on. Thank you.